very blessed morning to all. We made it through halfway of the week. A good Wednesday to all. No better song to begin on this beautiful morning than with Danny Gokey's New Day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope.
Thank you for joining me on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. It is an honor to join with you in prayer, in faith, and all that's good with life. Did you open up your eyes this morning and say, thank you, God, for the new set of mercy, new set of grace, new set of blessings? Join with Jason Crabb on his wonderful Good Morning Mercy.
I mean, like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it work. Put me on my way. Hallelujah, it's a brand new day.
As a hospital chaplain, I always go into hospitals and visit families who have relatives there that are in need of prayers of health. And I always tell these family members, have you eaten today? Have you taken a shower today? Have you taken a nap? The reason I say that is because if you're not where you need to be in life, if you are not in the process of healing yourself, it is virtually impossible to heal others. So take care of yourself first before you can heal your loved ones that are in so much need of your love and care. Please join with Kirk Cameron on his wonderful words, heal yourself first.
Here's a word to all of the brave men in the room and watching online. If you're going, bro, I am with you. Let's light this place up. I am ready to go 1776 right now. Come on over to my house. You don't even know how prepared I am for this. This is a word to you. Before we go all 1776 to take back your country, let's first go to Psalm 17:6 and call on our God to turn his ear back to us and hear our prayers. Reform ourselves first, then we turn and reform our entire world.
I hope you opened your eyes this morning, pointed up to heaven and say, thank you, God. I know that was you who woke me up for this brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made. In other words, please join with Marshall Hall on Thanks.
The strength you give, simply carry on through life's toils and tests, the worst and best. You've never left me alone. You're always right beside me, and you hear me when I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend. I give you all the praise. Hey, thanks. Thanks for this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, your praise to give, I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment, when in my life you made such change, and since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks, sing it with me, church, now thanks, thanks.
Thanks for all you.
Please never, never think that God doesn't hear your prayers. God hears every prayer, big or small. But sometimes the answers to the prayers are not meant for you. They are not part of your given purpose and your given mission. If God gave you everything that you prayed for, you will not have room in your mind and soul and body for what you are really meant to do in life. So acknowledge that what God gives you is meant for you, and God has known you before you were born, and God certainly knows you now. Please join with For King and Country and the fabulous Jordan Sparks on their Love Me Like I Am.
I am a little unstable. Loose wires always getting tangled now. I am a little bit difficult. I can be a little self-critical now. No, I am a little unable to put all my cards on the table now. But somehow you're still with me. It's amazing that you can love me like I am. And even when I can't, you still love me as I am. Oh, I don't know how you do it, and I know I put you through it. Yeah, it's amazing that you can love me like I love me like I am. Oh, you love me like I am.
Help me welcome to the stage, Jordan Sparks.
I am a little uneven, in need of a little more healing now. Yes, I am.
Oh, and I feel a little unfixable, but you're nothing short of a miracle now.
But somehow you're still with me.
It's amazing that you care. Love me like I am. And even when I can't,
you
still love me as I am. Oh, I don't know how you do it, and I know I put you through it. Yeah, it's amazing that you can love me like I love me like I.
Into our souls. I'm gonna sing You Love Me, you sing Am, just like this. Here we go.
You love me like that.
You got more in you. Come on, San Diego.
You love me like that.
All the ladies with Jordan, sing it
come
out.
On. You love me like that.
And the fellas with Luke, come on, what you got, Luke?
'Cause you love me like that.
You love me like that.
Don't judge your life by today, even by tomorrow, even by this whole month. You are looking at the small picture. You have to see what God has in mind for you, the road that you have to walk down, the doors that you have to go through, the knobs that you have to open in order for your purpose to come true. We know, as Tim Tebow so wonderfully says, God sees the big picture.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story at when he's 17 years old. He's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
It is so important 24/7 to have an attitude of gratitude. We know that we work in God's time, not ours. We should give thanks for everything in our lives, whether we think it's for our purpose or not, and everything that God gives us is for our purpose. Please join with Charlotte Ritchie on her beautiful In Everything Give Thanks.
Someone you may not know is thanking God for the rain to make the crops grow.
In everything give thanks, with all your heart give praise. For the Lord we serve will never let you down. In everything give thanks, with all your heart believe that the Lord can take a circumstance and turn it all.
This wonderful Wednesday, if you're in the valley in one aspect or more of your life, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, we know that each and every day is a new set of manna from heaven, a new set of our daily bread, new set of grace and mercy, that tomorrow there is always new prayers. Please join with Blanca and Torrin Wells on their wonderful Something Better.
It's been a couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you, a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know how, but you take all my pain and you turn it into something better. Ooh, something better.
Never compare yourself to others. As we go into the summertime and we go on trips or we go on vacations or even staycations around our area, never say, oh, I wish I looked like him. I wish I looked like her. I wish I had that car. I wish I had that summer home. I wish that I had that beach house. What God gives to you is meant for your uniqueness. If God gave what others have, you would not know what to do with it. Please join with Candon Cameron Bure on her appropriate words, God made you unique.
What's some advice that you would give to young people who struggle with body image and self-worth in this digital and social age we live in?
You know, I think what I have always stressed to my kids is that God fearfully and wonderfully made you unique. You know, and he gave you only what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And to care for what he's given you and to nurture all of those things. But you can't compare yourself to other people because God made them different from how they made you.
Yeah.
And we're not all to be the same.
And always remember, no matter what is going on in your life, to always, always count your blessings. Big and small, count your blessings one by one. See what God has done, because God is our, as Michael W. Smith so wonderfully sings, our way maker.
Working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my
worship you. I worship you.
Stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
It is Wednesday. I hope you have gone outside today and heard the birds chirping, the dogs barking, the children laughing, and each and every day that joy grows in you more and more and more. There will always be brighter days coming for all of your goals, dreams, and aspirations. Please join with Blessing Offer on his brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never lived through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes,
I swear that love will find you in. Some brighter days.
find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life.
We know that what we think we need in our lives, God has the ultimate decision. We are certainly as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each one of us. We just have to be in a constant state of prayer. That is just a constant state of conversation with God. So God knows our voice and never has to say, who is that speaking to me? I haven't heard that voice in a week, a month, 6 months, or Lord forbid, a year. We should always be in a relationship with God just like we are with our friends. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? And of course, the answer to that is yes, always, as Priscilla Shire so beautifully says, trust in God's power, not your own.
You can be the most talented person in the world, but if you go in your own strength and power, you still won't be able to accomplish the God calling on your life. It requires what it is that only God Himself can give to you to accomplish the task. Ooh, the enemy hopes you will go in your own power. He hopes you will think you are flashy enough and savvy enough and talented enough and impressive enough so that you will no longer lean on God instead of leaning to your own understanding.
And if you're in the valley just a little bit on this beautiful Wednesday, just look up to God and say, God, what do you want of me today? How can I bring blessings to myself and in return bring blessings into others? Because we know that sometimes there are those who's only sees godliness in you or me on a daily basis. So be the God into others. And as Whitney Houston so beautifully sings, I look to you.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. Searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look
to you. I look to you.
Did you wake up in this beautiful morning and say, thank you, God, for allowing me to put one foot in front of the other and go out and bring the world all the blessings and righteousness that I have inside of me? You know, to give others joy, that is a blessing. That is a prayer, to give joy to others, no matter how big or small. Maybe it's just a smile. Maybe it's just how are you today, and really mean it. That is a prayer to others. Please join with Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion on their beautiful The Prayer.
Salve.
Many folks ask me, what is the intro song of this wonderful program? And by the way, if you don't have the opportunity to listen Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, simply go to the podcast at www.dbam.com or on any of my social media such as Facebook and Instagram, and I'm always posting the links so you can listen on any smart device 24/7 in the car, walking down the street, at work, wherever you may be, to fill your heart with faith. The song that I open up every single day is by Torrin Wells. It is a beautiful song called Joy in the Morning.
Happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. Oh. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Hey. If it's not good, then he's not done. No, he's not done with it yet. There will be joy.
Certainly pray for you that this day is filled with so many blessings for you and all those in your circle of love and your circle of life. Please enjoy.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never the sum of every high and every low. Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
That. Have a most wonderful Wednesday, and as we always say, pray more, worry less.
At home, at work, or on your travels, you don't have to miss a minute of your favorite WWDB shows. Download the free WWDB app to listen anywhere. You can also stream us live, listen to podcasts, and learn more about our great shows at WWDBAM.com. And you can always tune in on your phone or any smart speaker. Tell Alexa, play WWDB AM 860.